that out. Try it again.
No problem, Jack. Just a reminder on the comm, that's all. We're watching you go through the checklist here.
Okay. Bob on the high gate.
Read you loud and clear, Jack.
Okay. And it's at react and barrel.
Stand by on that, Jack. Hey Jack, can we refer you to the checklist on S1-27, sleep configuration there, where you S-band squelch, enable, etc.?
Roger, I'm enabled. Probably ought to qualify all those remarks about the Earth's weather. It's purely a novice talking about something he is very unfamiliar with, except for having a long-standing interest in it. And I think the one philosophical point, if any, that comes out of it is that somebody probably 3.5 billion years ago or so could have looked at the Earth and described patterns not too dissimilar. And it was within those patterns that life developed. And now you see, I think, and obvious to everybody, what that life has progressed to doing. And I certainly think all of us feel that it has not stopped doing that progression. And we'll probably see it do things that even you and I can't imagine it doing. I certainly hope so.
Roger, Jack. We concur.
wish that you had a poet on board one of these missions so he could describe the things that we're seeing and looking at and feeling in terms that might transmit at least a part of that feeling to everybody in the world. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But he certainly couldn't look at that fragile blue globe and not think about the ancient sails of life that are crossing its paths and wander ahead to the present, to the modern sails of life that are represented by the men that developed out of that life that are sitting there next to you and around the country in all sorts of different guises and working towards the same end, and that is to put that life farther into the universe. I certainly hope that someday, not too distant future, the guy can fly and express these things.
Roger, Jack, you're doing a pretty good job expressing them. Jack Houston.
Go ahead.
Right, Jack, we'd like to go to select Omni Bravo and stow the high gain in the normal stowage. It's customary we do not use the high gain for PTC going TLC. It's probably ambiguous if you end up going up on the checklist up to top of 128, it shows you where you went, how many Bravo.
Ambiguous is the best word I can think of for it.
Say again, Jack.
Ambiguous is the best word I can think of for it.
Right, I concur. I should have probably called you earlier and just pointed out on the flight plan where it says pre-sleep checklist, and then there's the word COM, it says Omni, and that leads you into the checklist to make sure you use the Omni setup for the sleep configuration. Something we don't sim PTC, TLCs, and TECs very often, that's for sure.
Well, that's because we have a whole day to learn down here.
That's affirmative.
Omni Bravo.
This is Apollo Control at 25 hours, 1 minute into the mission. Apollo 17 is 100,953 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity 5,062 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 25 hours, 22 minutes. We haven't heard from Jack Schmidt recently. However, the flight surgeon reports that his data indicates he's not yet asleep. Apollo 17 now 102,000 miles from Earth. Velocity 5,018 feet per second. We'll continue to leave this line up until we get an indication that the lunar module pilot is asleep. The other two crewmen are asleep at this time. At 25 hours, 23 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.
Okay, Bob, I think I'll hit the hay. How does everything look to you?
Looking pretty good, Jack. We'd like the S-band normal voice to off and S-band squelch enabled, please.
Yeah, I'll get that. I just want to be sure PTC and everything looks good.
That looks real fine, man.
This is Apollo Control at 25 hours, 27 minutes. Jack Schmidt has said good night. We'll take the line down now. Come back up with Mission Control reports hourly. Apollo 17 now 102,202 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity 5,010 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 26 hours, 27 minutes. The crew has completed the first hour and a half of an 8-hour rest period. Here in Mission Control, flight controllers are monitoring spacecraft systems while the crew sleeps. All goes well with Apollo 17. Spacecraft is 105,060 nautical miles from Earth. Its velocity is 4,893 feet per second. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 27 hours, 27 minutes. 5.5 hours remain in the crew's rest period. All spacecraft systems continue to operate normally. Apollo 17 is now 107,835 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 4,784 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 28 hours, 27 minutes. Everything continues to go well with Apollo 17. Astronaut Bob Parker has come on duty at the Capcom console now, and he will send a wake-up call to the crew in 4 hours and 32 minutes. Apollo 17 is 110,561 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 4,679 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 29 hours, 27 minutes. Apollo 17 is 113,208 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,579 feet per second. In 36 minutes, Apollo 17 will reach the halfway point to the moon in terms of distance at a ground elapsed time of 30 hours, 3 minutes. No seconds. Apollo 17 will be 114,787 nautical miles from both the moon and the Earth. 3 hours, 32 minutes remaining in the crew's sleep period. At 29 hours, 27 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 30 hours, 27 minutes. 24 minutes ago, Apollo 17 did reach the halfway point in distance in its journey to the moon. At that time, in the lapse time of 30 hours, 3 minutes, it was 114,787 nautical miles from both the Earth and the moon. Its velocity at that time was 4,522 feet per second. At this time, Apollo 17's distance is 115,842 nautical miles from the Earth. Velocity is 4,483 feet per second. Mid-course correction number two will be performed at an elapsed time of 35 hours, 30 minutes. It's 5 hours, 1 minute from now. Will be a 10.5 foot per second burn. The crew still has 2 hours and 31 minutes remaining in this sleep period. At 30 hours, 28 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 12 minutes. Apollo 17 is now 117, 746 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,415 feet per second. Flight Director Pete Frank and his orange team of flight controllers will hand over mission control duties to Jerry Griffin's gold team of flight controllers in about 15 minutes at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Each of the departing controllers is now briefing his relief. There will be no change of shift news conference. The orange team will double back after one shift, returning to the control center at 5 p.m. Today to get back on a schedule which will put them on the EVA shift. To summarize the shift now ending, the crew began a rest period at 25 hours elapsed time. Each crewman took a sleeping pill, and Jack Schmidt reported that Gene Cernan and Ron Evans were asleep shortly after the crew configured the spacecraft for their rest period. However, Jack Schmidt, who was the duty man to wear the headset and the biomedical harness during this rest period, seemed almost reluctant to surrender his view of the Earth to sleep. At 100,000 nautical miles from the Earth, he broadcast a weather forecast, then indulged in a bit of philosophy as he gazed from his window about mankind's achievements. He remarked that from his vantage point, the Earth probably looks the same now as it did at the dawn of man. Apollo 17 reached the halfway point to the moon at an elapsed time of 30 hours, 3 minutes. At that time, it was 114,787 nautical miles from both the Earth and the moon. Spacecraft systems are continuing to perform well, and the Capcom astronaut Bob Parker plans to awaken the crew at 33 hours elapsed time. That's 1 hour, 44 minutes from now. Mid-course correction number two will be performed at an elapsed time of 35 hours, 30 minutes, 4 hours and 14 minutes from now. Present indications are that it will be a 10.5 foot per second burn. The latest prediction on the S4B is that it will impact the moon at an elapsed time of 86 hours, 58 minutes, 23 seconds. Coordinates of the impact location presently predicted 6.73 degrees south, 9.7 degrees west. The impact time and the coordinates are likely to change prior to the impact itself. And continued tracking of the S-4B will be performed. At 31 hours, 16 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.
This is Apollo Control at 32 hours, 27 minutes, ground elapsed time. The mission of Apollo 17, which at this moment is 120,887 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity is continued to decrease to 4,305 feet per second. Slightly over a half hour remaining until spacecraft communicator Robert Parker gives the crew a wake-up call. And a relatively busy day ahead with the mid-course correction maneuver number 2 at 35:30 ground elapsed time. A 10.5 foot per second posigrade maneuver, which will raise the trajectory slightly from an impact trajectory with a minus perisynthian at the moon. Raise it to about 60 nautical miles above the surface. Latest numbers on the S-4B impact predictions is for impact to take place at a ground elapsed time of 86:58:23. At 6.7 degrees south latitude by 9.7 degrees west longitude. Gold team of flight controllers have settled in for a 10-hour day here in Mission Control, which in addition to the mid-course correction burn includes the first manning of the lunar module. First checkout. Which begins at about 40 hours. They start actually 39:30, getting the probe and drogue removed from the tunnel. Going into the lunar module. We'll come back up live with the air ground when the first call is made to the crew by the spacecraft communicator. And at 32:29, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 32 hours, 58 minutes, ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. Almost 2 minutes remaining until the first wake-up call is made to the crew of Apollo 17 by spacecraft communicator Robert Parker. Parker is joined this morning by Apollo 17 backup commander John Young at the Capcom console. And it appears that Parker's relief Capcom, Gordo Fullerton, just walked in the door and likely will relieve Parker in the day's duties of getting off mid-course correction number 2 burn and the first housekeeping venture into the lunar module. Apollo 17 is now 122,186 nautical miles out from the Earth. Velocity now 4,259 feet per second. stand by with the circuit open for the first wake-up call. The usual post-sleep checklist and flight plan updates and all of the conversation that normally takes place when the crew first wakes up. Let's just open the line now.
Apollo 17 Houston, good morning.
Everything looks fine.
You guys look absolutely super. No problem at all.
Nice way to wake up. Maybe we'll just sleep in for a few more hours.
Stand by. I'll check on that. Thank you.
Bob, 17, how do you read?
17, this is Gordo. Bob just finished up his work day with that last call, and I'll be on now.
Thank you. Houston 17, how do you read?
Loud and clear, Jack.
Good morning, Gordy. How you doing?
Real good. How about you?
Oh, we all feel pretty good this morning. Got some reports for you.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, on the CDR. PRD is 17025. 6 1/2 hours, good sweep. One sink and all, which is the one I reported last night, so that's just one now. I had, yesterday, midday or so, he had a nausea pill for gas. We hadn't found the other gas pill, so he tried that one. And he drank, since I last reported, 2.5 containers of water.
Roger.
The CDR food intake, as with all of us, is a little bit random, and I don't know exactly the best way to report it unless you want it all in detail.
Well, let me check while you go on, and I'll see if they want a detailed description of food or not.
Okay, LMP Medical, PRD 24036, 5.5 to 6 hours, good sleep, one intermittent. Again, I had a Seconal, but that's the same Seconal I mentioned last night. And since last report, I guess two and a half containers of fluid. Water.
Okay.
And just for checking on the water intake, you should have me down for six containers of water.
Roger, six total.
That's firm. CMP Medical. PRD is 15023. 7 1/2 hours, very good sleep. He had the same Seconal we had. And since last report, has three water containers for a total of six now.
Roger. Jack, I guess we do want an accounting of all the food, whatever you think is the best way to report it.
Okay, Gordy, back on the CDR, and I'll just tell you what we ate for the... Day two. CDR, mixed fruit, that's a can, instant breakfast, one vitamin pill. A bag of tea, turkey and gravy, the wet pack, and orange juice.
Roger.
Okay, the LMP. Cinnamon toast bread, mixed fruit, instant breakfast, coffee, lemonade, peach ambrosia, one vitamin. One slice of bread. Grapefruit drink. Gingerbread. Orange drink. And I have one complaint. Somebody slighted me on a caramel candy and, Neil C.
Patch. We'll start an investigation.
Yes, it was not there. Okay, CMP. The spiced oat cereal. Mixed fruit. Instant breakfast and coffee. Potato soup and peach ambrosia. That's all for breakfast. And then later on he had chocolate pudding and a grape drink. And let's see, you might log him for a vitamin pill and me for a vitamin pill.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I forgot. It's there, one frankfurter for lunch.
Pleasure.
And we just changed the Lyle canister as per the flight plan.
Okay.
In a minute, I'll have a weather report for you.
Very well.
Gordy.
Go ahead.
Gordy, no bias check, plus 0.9 in 100 seconds.
Okay, one question GNC had. Do you do that no bias at a plus 100 or a minus 100 on the EMS counter?
Plus 100.
Okay, and then it increased up to 101.9, right?
Increased to 100.9.
Oh, roger, miscopied you. 0.9, okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay. It seems to be like last night, it was 100.7.
Roger. And for our part of the post-sleep checklist, I have the consumable status, if you care to listen.
Take your consumables in a second. Let me bring you up to date on the weather around the world, if you're interested.
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Africa looks in pretty good shape. Except for an area probably around Zambia and Rhodesia and the tropical convergence zone there, where it looks pretty cloudy and probably quite rainy. There's a very strong circulation pattern and presumably a storm off just off the coast of northwest Africa, a very spectacular spiral formation of clouds and a cyclone development. There look like there are probably two fairly weak cyclones, southern hemisphere cyclones in the South Atlantic, one southwest of Cape of Good Hope, and the other about due west of the Falkland Islands, maybe a little bit north of that. South America. Alaska looks to be in quite good shape weather-wise, except possibly Uruguay and maybe northern Argentina, which appear to have at least some fairly thick clouds there, although no strong circulation associated with them.
Okay, Jack, we got all that up to Argentina, then the Omni switch kind of cut you off. Jack, we got the at least the first part of your weather report from 9 up through the clouds in northern Argentina, and then the switch and Omnis cut you out.
Okay, that was about it, Gordy. I'll talk to you some more later about it. I guess the main thing I need now are your consumables.
Okay. By the way, you were looking back from more than halfway to the moon. You're about 125,000 out now. On the consumables, the RCS is running at 1.3% over the flight plan line. On the O2, tanks 2 and 3 are right on the lines, and tank 1 is about 4% below the line. But it's been there all the way since launch. That same bias on tank 1. On the hydrogen, tanks 1 and 3 are right on the lines. Tank 2 is about 3% above the line. All in all, you're looking real good consumable-wise.
Okay, that's hardly worth writing down, I guess. That's the way we like to see it.
Same here. The only other thing I have in the way of updates is a PIPA bias update. You can load it yourself, or we can load it when we come up with the uplink prior to the burn, your choice. And then we'll have a update to the erasable load update and a supplement to correspond with that bias update.
Gordy, why don't you go ahead and load it yourself when you send up the vector.
Okay, and I'll give you that update for the supplement. It's on 1-43 whenever it's convenient.
Okay, Jack's getting that out. I ran another picked up a bias at minus 100, and it confirmed the first one. It ended up at 99.2.
Roger.
Go ahead with your update on 1-43, Gordy.
Okay, it's in the load A as the octal ID of 03, which now reads 77252. Change that to 77655. I didn't copy your read back, no.
Okay, 30603 in Alpha 77655.
That's right.
How do you read?
Loud and clear.
Okay, for the reference on those minions, at least for the LMP, I think I'm probably putting 8 or 9 ounces of water in the citrus drinks and those kind of things, rather than 7, which is probably up my water intake, so.
Okay.
And I think that probably goes for everybody. That probably goes for Ron and probably Gene also.
Roger.
Thank you.
17 Houston, I have a little synopsis of the news here. If you'd like to listen during breakfast, let me know.
Hey, mighty fine. Set it up.
Okay, front page first. In Paris, Henry Kissinger met for 30 minutes this morning with French President Georges Pompidou at the Élysée Palace just hours before his scheduled conference with North Vietnamese Politburo member Lê Duc Tho, North Vietnamese spokesman accused Kissinger of attempting to force a peace settlement by threatening further escalation of the war. As both U.S. and North Vietnamese negotiators expressed disappointment at the continued deadlock, Chief American Delegate William J. Porter traveled to Brussels to brief Secretary of State William B. Rogers. Rogers will return later today from the NATO Conference of Ministers. This one's datelined Brussels. Diplomatic sources indicated today that NATO allies will request negotiations with the Soviet Union and its allies on mutual troop reductions in Central Europe. Exploratory talks is expected to begin about January 31st with full-scale negotiations to follow sometime next fall. In Kansas City, vital life signs for Harry S. Truman appear to have stabilized, but the 88-year-old former president remains on the critical list at Kansas City's Research Hospital. Truman is suffering from lung congestion and heart weakness. In Argentina, aides to popular Argentine politician Juan Perón said that Perón will refuse the nomination to the presidency of Argentina and will return to exile during the coming week. And on the sports page, Rice coach Al Conover is expected to reveal today, sometime today, his decision to either remain at Rice as head coach or move to his alma mater, Wake Forest, in a similar position. The Owl head coach has said that he has been offered the job and promises a yes or no decision today. There is some speculation that head coach Joe Paterno of Penn State may move to a head coaching job in the pros next year. Paterno is busy preparing his Nittany Lions for a Sugar Bowl meeting with Oklahoma and is refusing to discuss the matter until after the game. Locally, the state high school football playoffs... Say again. Okay, 17, continuing after being rudely interrupted by the Omni-Switch. The state high school football playoffs here in Texas are underway and with a whole host of games scheduled this weekend. And the final item, the Major League Baseball Players Association and the Commissioner's Office are going at it again. It must be getting close to spring training time.
Gordy, you cut out since the Nittany Lions.
Okay, did you hear about the high school playoffs?
last we heard was the Nittany Lions.
Okay. Paterno, the head coach of Penn State, may move to a head coaching job in the pros next year. He's busy setting up his Nittany Lions for a Sugar Bowl meeting with Oklahoma and is refusing to discuss the matter until after the game. Here locally, the state high school football players are playoffs are underway with a whole host of games scheduled for this weekend. And the final item, the Major League Baseball Players Association and the commissioner's office are going at it again, which means it must be getting close to time for spring training.
No editorials. Marty, film update on MAC November. November, I'm on frame 138, and that includes a couple pictures I mentioned to Bob I took just before I went to sleep. And also two pictures this morning at about 33:30. Those are the Earth.
Okay, Jack. 17 Houston, reminder, we need the H2 purge line heaters on now. And I do have a maneuver pad for the mid-course when you're ready to copy, over.
Okay, already got the heater on, and give me about 5 minutes and I'll get the pad.
Okay, and if you'll give us accept and poo, we'll get the uplink started just after the next antenna switch. We want to catch it between switches, sorry.
Okay, you got poo and accept.
Jump. 17, it's your computer. You have a state vector of Rep 66 and a target load and a PEPA bias update.
Very good.
Okay, Jack, it's a mid-course 2, SPS / GNN. The weight is 66786 plus 121 minus 013. Ignition time is 035 29er 59er 09er. Minus 00034 plus 00021 minus 00098. Attitude is 132 194 343. HA and HP are NA. LVT 00106. Burn time is 002. 00065. Sextant star is 25. 2337. 164. Rest of the pad is NA. LH, none. Other remarks, LEM weight. 3, 6, 2, 8, 1. High gain angles. Pitch, -21. Yaw, 181. And this will give you a paraloon of 53.1. Should make everybody on board feel a little more comfortable. Over.
Okay, Gordy, we haven't felt particularly uncomfortable, but knowing no way we would enter the room. Here's MCC2. 7, SPSGNN, 66786, plus 121, minus 013-035-295-909, minus 00034, plus 00021, and you cut out on Delta VZ. Give me that again, please.
Okay, Delta VZ is a minus 00098.
Okay, Delta VZ, minus 00098, 132-194-343, down 44 is NA, 00106, 002, 00065, 25, 2337, 164, rest of pad is NA, no LH, LEM, weight 36281, high gain pitch -21, yaw 181, paraloon 53.1.
Okay, that's good readback. Dan Houston, you can go back to block now.
Okay, we're in block.
Jack, a couple quick items. We'd like you to terminate the battery A charge now, and also turn the H2 tank heaters for tanks 1 and 2 off.
Okay, H2 tank heaters 1 and 2 are off, and I'll terminate the charge.
Roger.
Apollo Control, 34 hours, 58 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 17 spacecraft should at this time be coming out of the passive thermal control mode and getting into the proper attitude for the mid-course correction burn number 2, which is some 31 minutes and 23 seconds from now. Apollo 17, presently 126,988 miles from the Earth, traveling at a velocity of 4,098 feet per second. The mid-course correction burn number 2, with an ignition time of 3529.59.1, has a velocity change in the posigrade direction of 10.6 feet per second, which for the service propulsion system engine is a burp lasting 1.58 seconds. Purpose of this burn is to raise the paracynthian from an impact trajectory as it stands now to one with a clearance over the moon of some 53 nautical miles, which will become the paracynthian of lunar orbit. Standing by on Air Ground 1 at 3459, this is Apollo Control.
Okay, Gordo, there's all balls at 05 on MP-52.
Roger, that looks good.
And you're looking at now 93. Okay, you're looking at now 93.
Okay, have a go to Torkin.
You saw a master alarm. It was the power at the normal switch getting hooked to off.
Roger.